More than halfway into the college football season, the candidates for postseason glory are emerging. But WBUR sports commentator Bill Littlefield is thinking about a team not bound for glory.
Monday's edition of SI.com featured a photograph of Florida head football coach Jim McElwain. In some respects, Coach McElwain is a fortunate man. He's paid well over $4 million a year to coach football, and while that's not Alabama head coach money, Nick Saban's take is over $7 million. $4 million plus will go a long way at the grocery store and even in the real estate market. In the photo, Coach McElwain is wearing headphones. Behind him, a player wearing number 71 is smiling, but McElwain himself looks worried. The story accompanying the photograph explains why. At Florida, football matters. Gators fans are accustomed to success. They've seen their team win 3 national championships and 8 conference championships. They've cheered as 42 of the players they'd followed were picked in the first round of various NFL drafts. But teams that lose 3 games before Halloween do not contend for championships, and that, sadly for Gators fans, is what Florida has done this season. They've also won 3 games, but never mind that, right? The remarkable thing about the photograph of Jim McElwain is not that he looks worried, what 3-3 coach in his position wouldn't look that way. No, the surprising thing is that Coach McElwain doesn't look terrified, because according to the story that runs below the photograph, he, members of his family, and some of his players have been receiving death threats. There's a lot of hate in this world, Coach McElwain has said. He's also said the hard part is, obviously, death threats to your families. Hard part is some understatement, no? Elsewhere in the article, Coach McElwain says, you're in the business, so that's all part of it. So it sounds as if death threats haven't surprised him. Of course, Coach McElwain doesn't sound as if he's happy about that state of affairs, but he does sound as if he's resigned to it. At another point in the article, he says that death threats against him and against his players and against his family are a pretty good lesson for the way things are. And I suppose they are at that.
Bill Littlefield comments on sports for Morning Edition and hosts Only a Game Saturdays at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. here on WBUR.